بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دعاة أمير بن الوهب الجمحي رضي الله تعالى عنه وقصة إسلامه. خبر عمير بن وهب مع صفوان بن أمية. أخرج ابن إسحاق عن محمد بن جعفر ابن الزبير عن عروة بن الزبير رضي الله عنهما قال: جلس عمير بن وهب الجمحي مع صفوان بن أمية في الحجر بعد مصاب أهل بدر بيسير، وكان عمير بن وهب شيطانا من شياطين قريش، وممن كان يؤذي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه ويلقون منه عناء وهو بمكة، وكان ابنه وهب بن عمير في أسارى بدر، فذكر أصحاب القليب ومصابهم، فقال صفوان: والله ما إن في العيش بعدهم خير. قال له عمير: صدقت، أما والله لولا دين علي ليس عندي قضاؤه وعيال أخشى عليهم الضيعة بعدي لركبت إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أقتله، فإن لي فيهم علة، ابني أسير في أيديهم. قال: فاغتنمها صفوان بن أمية فقال: علي دينك أنا أقضيه عنك، وعيالك مع عيالي وواسيهم ما بقوا، لا يسعني شيء ويعجز عنهم. فقال له عمير: فاكتم علي شأني وشأنك. قال: سأفعل. قال: ثم أمر عمير بسيفه فشوحذ له وسم، ثم انطلق حتى قدم المدينة المنورة. فبينما عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه في نفر من المسلمين يتحدثون عن يوم بدر ويذكرون ما أكرمهم الله به وما أراهم في عدوهم، إذ نظر عمر إلى عمير بن وهب وقد أناخ على باب المسجد متوشحا السيف، فقال: هذا الكلب عدو الله عمير بن وهب، ما جاء إلا لشر، وهو الذي حرش بيننا وحذرنا القوم يوم بدر. ثم دخل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا نبي الله، هذا عدو الله عمير بن وهب، قد جاء متوشحا سيفه. قال: فأدخله علي. قال: فأقبل عمر حتى أخذ بحمالة سيفه في عنقه فلببه بها، وقال لمن كان معه من الأنصار: ادخلوا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاجلسوا عنده واحذروا عليه من هذا الخبيث، فإنه غير مأمون. ثم دخل به على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فلما رآه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعمر آخذ بحمالة سيفه في عنقه، قال: أرسله يا عمر، أدنوا يا عمير. فدنا ثم قال: أنعم صباحا. وكانت تحية أهل الجاهلية بينهم، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قد أكرمنا الله بتحية خير من تحيتك يا عمير، بالسلام تحية أهل الجنة. قال: أما والله محمد، إن كنت بها لحديث عهد. قال: فما جاء بك يا عمير؟ قال: جئت لهذا الأسير الذي في أيديكم فأحسنوا فيه. قال: فما بال السيف عنقك؟ قال: قبحها الله من سيوف، وهل أغنت عنا شيئا؟ قال: أصدقني، ما الذي جئت له؟ قال: ما جئت إلا لذلك. قال: بل قعدت أنت وصفوان بن أمية في الحجر، فذكرتما أصحاب القليب من قريش، ثم قلت: لولا دين علي وعيال عندي لخرجت حتى أقتل محمدا، وتحمل لك صفوان بن أمية بدينك وعيالك على أن تقتلني له، والله حائل بينك وبين ذلك. فقال عمير: أشهد أنك رسول الله، قد كنا يا رسول الله نكذبك بما كنت تأتينا به من خبر السماء وما ينزل عليك من الوحي، وهذا أمر لم يحضره إلا أنا وصفوان، فوالله إني لأعلم ما أتاك به إلا الله، والحمد لله الذي هداني للإسلام وساقني هذا المساق. ثم شهد شهادة الحق، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فقهوا أخاكم في دينه وعلموه القرآن واطلقوا أسيره. ففعلوا. ثم قال: يا رسول الله، إني كنت جاهدا على إطفاء نور الله، شديد الأذى لمن كان على دين الله، وأنا أحب أن تأذن لي فأقدم مكة فأدعوهم إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى الإسلام، لعل الله يهديهم، وإلا آذيتهم في دينهم كما كنت أوذي أصحابك في دينهم. فأذن له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلحق بمكة. وكان صفوان حين خرج عمير بن وهب يقول: أبشروا بوقعة تأتيكم الآن في أيام تنسيكم وقعة بدر. وكان صفوان يسر عنه ركبان حتى قدم راكب فأخبره عن إسلامه، فحلف ألا يكلمه أبدا ولا ينفعه بنفع أبدا. This is the incident of the da'wah of Umayr bin Wahab al-Jumahi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the incident of his Islam. He was a mushrik from Makkah al-Mukarrama, and very, very harsh and hard against the Muslims and upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Urwa bin Zubayr radiallahu anhuma says that Umayr bin Wahab al-Jumahi, who was a mushrik at that time, was sitting with Safwan bin Umayyah in the Hatim of the Baytullah, in the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarrama. This happened just after the Kuffar were defeated in Badr. Shortly after that, they were sitting in the Hatim and they were discussing. Umayr bin Wahab was a shaitan. He said was a shaitan from among the shayateen of the Quraysh. Evil person. And Umayr bin Wahab was among those people that caused a lot of harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And whilst he was in Makkah Mukarrama, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum suffered greatly at his hands. Very harsh upon them. And at that moment of time when this discussion was taking place in the Hatim, in the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarrama between Umayr bin Wahab and Safwan bin Umayyah, at that time Umayr bin Wahab's son was a prisoner in the hands of the Muslims. He was in Medina Munawwara. So he had some work over there in Medina Munawwara, try to free his son. So he mentioned the people of the well. These were those mushrikeen that were killed in the battle of Badr. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had given the order and the command and the hukam that these kuffar should be thrown into a well. So they're talking about the dwell in Badr. So Safwan bin Umayyah said to Umayr bin Wahab, by the Qasam of Allah, that there's no enjoyment in life after losing these people. There's no enjoyment in life after losing these people in Badr. So Umayr said to him, that what you have said is the truth. And then he said, however, by the Qasam of Allah, if I had no debt, no deen, no qarz upon myself, which I cannot pay right now, and because of my family who I fear, that if I leave them, they will be destroyed. If I didn't have these two fears, one was the qarz and the deen, the debt I have to pay, and my family also, then I would have gone to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uz billah, and I would have killed him. So much of a hatred he had in his heart for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time he says, I have an excuse to go to Madinah Munawwara because my son is there. He's a prisoner in their hands. So Safwan bin Umayyah, he took this as an opportunity. It is an opportunity now. A man of means, he was wealthy. And his friend is saying that I don't have the means to pay my debts and I'm worried about my family. So he jumped at this opportunity and he said, so Safwan bin Umayyah said to his friend, that alayya daynuk, that I will pay your debt, I will pay your account on your behalf, and your family will be with my family. I will take care of them. As long as they are alive, whatever I can do, I will take care of your family. So Umayr said to Safwan, that he made his tashkil in the wrong way to go and assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Umayr said to Safwan, that keep this matter a secret between you and I. I'm ready to go to Madina Munawwara now. So he said, I will do so. So Umayr, he gave the command that his sword should be sharpened and it should be poisoned also. Put some poison in the sword. And then he departed from Medina Munawwara. He reached Medina Munawwara. At that time when he reached Medina Munawwara, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was amongst a group of the Muslims. And he was giving the kar-guzari. He was giving the report of the battle of Badr. And on that day, how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ma akramahumullah. What honor Allah ta'ala had given them, and Allah ta'ala had blessed them with victory. Sahaba ikram did not attribute anything to themselves. It was our plan. This was the ikram of Allah. That my going out in the path of Allah and learning the deen of Allah, this is only the ikram and the tawfiq from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And what Allah ta'ala has showed them of the defeat of the kuffar, that they were so few in number. So whilst he was giving this karguzari to this Muslim sitting around him, then his eyes fell upon Umair bin Wahab, who had just now come into Medina Munawwara, and he made his camel sit at the door of Masjid al-Nabawi. As Umar spotted him. And he saw around his neck, he had his sword that was tied around his neck, around the neck of Umair. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a fearless person, and no fear. Whatever had to be said, he said it. He had that level of iman, that level of qurbani also. So he could say it. No one can say in this zaman, I'm the Umar of the time. He had iman like that. And he had firasat, like insight and foresight because of his taqwa. So when he saw Umair, he said, هذا الكلب عدو الله. That this dog is enemy of Allah. And rightfully at that time, the intention he came with, as Umar saw through him. This was his insight Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. That he could perceive this person came with bad intentions. So he said that this dog is an enemy of Allah. And he said, Umair bin Wahab has not come except for mischief and evil. He made the statement. We can't say that. These be allegations. Accusing somebody. But this is the Imam of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at the same time, the Umar mentioned that the same Umair was the one that had caused trouble between us. It caused much trouble among the Muslims in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And at the same time, he was the one that estimated our numbers in the battle of Badr for the Kuffar. He was the one that estimated the numbers of Muslims and informed the Kuffar that there's only so few Muslims in the battlefield right now. He was the one. So Umar radiallahu anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Nabi Allah, that this enemy of Allah, Umair bin Wahab, has come with his sword around his neck. With his sword around his neck. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, let him come to me. Let him enter upon me. So he says, Umar radiallahu anhu went and he grabbed him. He grabbed Umair by the handle of his sword, which was around his neck. And in that manner, he pulled him by the collar. He pulled him by the collar. And Umar said to those Ansar that were with him, that go with him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and sit by him, sit close to him. Sit close to this Umair. And watch closely over this khabith, this wretched person. For indeed, we can't trust him. So just be careful. So they took him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he saw him, and Umar was, and grabbed him by the handle of his sword around his neck. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, rahmatul lil alameen, said, arsilhu ya Umar. Umar, leave him. Umar, leave him. Then he said to Umair, oh Umair, come closer to me. So he came closer. So when Umair came closer, so he greeted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the words of Jahiliyyah, An'im sabahan, of say good morning. So he said, may you have a blessed morning. So this was the greeting of the people of Jahiliyyah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, immediately ta'lim and ta'lim took place. So Nabi afallah told him that Allah has honored us with such a greeting which is better than your greeting, O Umair, with salam, which is a greeting of the people of Jannah. Allah has given us already advanced Jannati greeting in this world. So he said, so Umair responded, he said, by the Qasam of Allah, Muhammad, this is something new to me. Then Nabi of Allah asked him, Umair, what has brought you to Madinah Munawwara? So he responded and he said, that I have come for this prisoner, meaning my son. I have come for my son, which is in your hands, so that you are kind to him. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked him, so why then the sword? Why then the sword on your neck? So he said, that may Allah curse these swords. May the curse of Allah be upon these swords. They brought us no good. They brought us no good. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, you have spoken the truth, but really what have you come for? What is the reason behind your coming? So he said, I only came for this and nothing else. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said to him, قَعَدْتَ أَنْتَ وَصَفْوَانَ, that you and Safwan were sitting in the Hatim, in the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and you both were discussing the people of the well, those leaders of yours that were killed and thrown in the well. You were talking about those of the Quraysh. ثُمَّ قُلْتَ, then you, Umair, you mentioned to Safwan, that if I had no debts upon me, no accounts upon me, and I had no fear of my family being destroyed after me, then I would have gone to Madinah Munawwara and killed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You said this to Safwan. When he heard this, فَتَحَمَّلَ لَكَ صَفْوَان بِنْ أُمَيَّةِ, and he says, you said this. So Safwan bin Umayyah took over and assumed your debts, took over your debts and your family on this, that you would come to Madinah Munawwara and that you would kill me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a barrier between me and you. When Umair heard this, immediately the haqq struck his heart. The truth struck the heart, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Immediately he said, I bear testimony that indeed you are the messenger of Allah. A person that came with sinister intentions, with evil intentions from Madinah Munawwara, environment was made. Da'wah was taking place, الدِّينُ النَّسِيحَة, there was khair khahi, he was well-wishing in every sahabi's heart. He was well-wishing in every sahabi's heart. For every single person on the face of the earth. This was a jazba of da'wat. Ta'lim and ta'allum was taking place. Kargozari was taking place. And khidmat was taking place. Zikr ibadat was taking place. So what do you say? Giants of kuffar came to Madinah Munawwara, but the hearts also turned. That is why we see to the hujjaj also that went to Madinah Tayyiba. Such a city of gifts, a city of welcome, city of hidayat, a city of generosity. Whoever came was never rejected. They say to the Hujjaj, you've been to Madinah Munawwara, you are the guest of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now come back with that barakat and distribute. We haven't stood there in the Rawda and making salat and salam as an individual haji. You went in the capacity of an ummati, and that place is a place of tashkil. Make your tashkil for life. So immediately he accepted Islam. And then he said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that, O Rasulullah, we used to falsify and belie you whatever you brought from the news of the skies, whatever you brought from wahi, we used to regard it as a false, as a lie. Whatever wahi came to you also. But this matter, what you just mentioned to me about, this meeting between myself and Safwan bin Umayyah, and the deaths and my family, this is such a matter which no one witnessed besides myself and Safwan. But the Qasam of Allah, I am convinced that the only way you have come to know about this is only from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, nobody else. And then he praises Allah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadani lil-Islam. That all praise to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala who guided me towards Islam. This is why we make shukr every day for the ni'mat of iman. Allah Ta'ala saved us. Allah Ta'ala saved our foreheads and our bodies from making sajda to anyone besides Allah. And Allah Ta'ala pulled me in this way towards Islam. Then he bore testimony to the shahadat of haqq. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam immediately told Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, فَقِّهُ أَخَاكُمْ فِي دِينِهِ, that educate and teach your brother in regards to his deen. Teach him his deen now. And teach him the Qur'an Sharif. And we can see the complete syllabus we have in the path of Allah. Where we learn our deen. We learn how to talk about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We have muzakara of surahs. This is a complete system of Masjid al-Nabawi. And free his prisoner, free his son. Sahaba Ikram did so. Then he said, O Rasulullah, that back in Makkah al-Mukarramah, that I made tremendous efforts to extinguish and put out the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I went all out to destroy the deen of Allah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And I caused a lot of harm to those sahaba ikram that were upon the deen of Allah. That now, Nabi of Allah, I wish that you give me permission to go back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. فَادْعُوا فَأَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He wasn't even told also. He understood. Let me go back to Makkah Mukarramah, فَادْعُوهُمْ, and I will give da'wah to the people there in Makkah Mukarramah, إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَى رَسُولِي. To Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have come here for the same purpose also. The same mashwara, to go back and now to increase the effort of da'wah. That I will call them to Allah, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to Islam. Possibly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them hidayat. Or else, if they don't accept, then just as I caused your taklif and harmed you all, I will do the same to them also, because of their false deen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him permission, and he went back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. And they say, when Safwan bin Umayyah, who had dispatched Umair to go to Madinah Munawwara, when Umair had left Makkah al-Mukarramah at that time, then Safwan would come out of his home. He would come out from his home, and he would say to the people, Abshiru, the good news for y'all soon. Good news for y'all soon will be coming in a few days that will make you forget the loss of Badr. But Allah's system was at play already. Allah's system is supreme. He had the mashwara in the Hatim about Hidayat in Medina Munawwara. Safwan used to ask the travelers that used to return from Medina Munawwara, that give me some news, anything's happening. I haven't heard about Umair, what is happening? But there was nothing coming forth. Then finally he met a traveler that informed him that Umair is coming back as a Muslim. His heart has turned around. What he went with the sword in his hand, with evil intentions, but the effort of da'wah, the environment in Madinah Munawwara was such that he turned his heart around. So when he did return, some other riwayat say he went straight home. He went straight home and immediately he started the da'wah at home. The ta'lim at home started already. And they say, other riwayat say also, that when Umair came to Madinah Munawwara, as Umar saw his face, he says that when I saw his face, a pig was more beloved to me than his face also. And then when he accepted Islam, as Umar would say, that he's more beloved to me now than my own children. Because he brought Iman. So when Safwan saw him, then he took a qasam and an oath that I will never ever speak to him and I will never give him any benefit whatsoever. And he says that Hazrat Umair used to make effort upon him. Once Safwan was sitting in the Hatim also, and Umair went to him from outside the Hatim and he shouted out the da'wah, Oh Safwan, accept the kalima, accept Iman, accept Islam. Finally, Fath Makkah, he became a Muslim also. But this was the effort of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We read these incidents, Hayatul Sahaba, the lives of Sahaba, so that some life comes in our hearts also. So that we get Hayati Qalbiya. So our hearts also become alive. That, Ya Allah, how I can become a means of Hidayat, that no one can be a write-off. In the eyes of Allah, we will make the effort, our own family members also. There's no write-off. I've got to make the Qurbani Mujahada upon myself. And sweet words, give them the da'wat. And how Allah will open the hearts, Allah Ta'ala will turn the hearts, we have to make the effort, the sa'yu minna, wal ijabatu min Allah. That effort from our side, and the acceptance from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make amal, inshaAllah.